ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Patricia.
In the AFL, the Bulldogs stood tall against the Saints last night, winning by 10 goals.
Yeah, Patricia, the claims of division at Footscray were rendered risible pretty much from the first bounces between them. Aaron Norton and Cody Waitman kicked 7 goals in the first quarter. By the end of the game, Norton had 6, the Bulldogs 19, the final score 124-19, 64. So the Saints coach, Ross Lyon, held his post-match media conference aware the Tumbrils had already reversed out of Witten Oval and were now heading towards Moorabbin. Rehearsing for the week ahead, he said this performance was not the real St Kilda, pointing to the wearing impact of 2 5-day turnarounds to fit in with television scheduling to allow more Thursday night games. As for the Footscray coach, Luke Beveridge, his strategy to go tall, little men get tired, tall ones don't get any shorter, it proved a ripper. And what he didn't say post-match, at least publicly, is probably far more interesting. A stentorian na-na-na-na-na to the chatterers, who were professional and otherwise, who all week reckoned it was time for him to go. The fickle footy fan phenomenon, where would the game be without it? Tonight, Essendon goes to Adelaide, and in the news ahead of tomorrow's game, Scott Pendlebury, you'll be interested in this, I think, Patricia, has passed the fitness test. And so long as he pulls up all right this morning, we'll play for Collingwood in the battle of the prison bars against Port Adelaide, Patricia.
Yeah. In surfing, 4 Australians through to the women's quarterfinals at Margaret River, including Sally Fitzgibbons.
Yeah, Fitzgibbons keeps alive her hopes of making the mid-season cut after beating last year's world champion, no less, the American Carolyn Marks, who ran out of waves with which to chase down the Australians' final sublime ride yesterday. Fitzgibbons then declared she would be giving everything she had against another American, Sawyer Lindblad, to ensure she makes the semi-finals, the finals, and the rest of the season. Tyler Wright, she's already through to the rest of the season. The other Australians are into the next round, India Robinson and Molly Picklum, Patricia.
And in tennis, Alex de Minaur is out of the Barcelona Open.
Patricia, after beating Rafael Nadal, de Minaur discovered he was the old fella. He was being challenged by a young player. That's the Frenchman, all of 19, Thierry Fiss, and he lost. And Jordan Thompson was also beaten overnight.
Rugby league. Xavier Coates does it again for the Melbourne Storm, but was it a try?
Well, Patricia, Coates, I remember his aerial bombardment against the Warriors. He specialises in late match-winning tries, and last night was no different. Storm winning, courtesy of one of those, 18-12. However, the East coach Trent Robinson immediately adopted the traditional default position for blokes in his position. Blame the ref. According to Robinson, one of his players had been hindered by one of theirs and it shouldn't have been a try. With 6 minutes to go, it was 12-all when pushed in the back or not, depending on your point of view. Joey Manu failed to grasp yet another judicious Jerome Hughes kick and chase. Storm successfully utilising the renewed possession when Harry Grant screw-kicked the ball to Coates, who gathered it, jinked inside and forced his way through some, well, pretty ordinary defence to plant the ball over the line. Tonight, it's St George Illawarra against the new destination team, the Warriors, followed by Redcliffe against Parramatta, the Fruit Pickers, the team in that match in need of a win, Patricia.
In rugby union this time, the Western Force will be looking to continue their history-making journey in their Super W semi-final in Suva later today.
Yeah, Patricia, the Western Force women have made the finals for the first time, and it has been quite the journey, not the least the last bit. After the 38-36 thriller against the Brumbies last week, they stayed over in the ACT for a few days, then in one day went Canberra to Sydney by bus, Sydney to Nandi by aeroplane, of course, and then another bus trip along the Coral Coast to Suva. But according to their coach, Dylan Parsons, getting to Fiji in one go and having a decent night's sleep will have his side, including their captain, Trillian Pomore, who's back from injury, well prepared for tonight's game against the Drua, the defending champions, no less. The other semi-final, well, it's a little less peripatetic. The Brumbies merely travelling up the Federal and Hume highways to play the Waratahs in Sydney, Patricia.
And in netball, Lightning set to strike in Perth when Courtney Bruce plays against her old team in the Super Netball competition tomorrow.
Yes, it could be a bit stormy, Patricia. Bruce, their captain, no less, is one of many to have left the Fever during a tumultuous off-season, heading to Sippy Downs and being one of the Sunshine Coast's best players in round one, something the competitive beast in her will want to continue against her old team. There's another potential belter against a few highly competitive beasts tomorrow as well, the defending champions, LA Thunderbirds, against the Melbourne Vixens. And we can squeeze this in because it's a big weekend of sport, a smorgasbord, as you said, on Sunday. There are two first legs of the A-League women's semi-finals. Newcastle were their first choice. Goalkeeper Izzy Nino, back from suspension, playing Melbourne City, and Sydney FC playing the Central Coast Mariners. As we always do, we'll try and fit all the results in on Monday, Patricia.
We certainly will, and I'll be with you for at least another week on Mondays as well, so I'll speak to you then.
Looking forward to it already, Patricia. Good on you.
Yeah, me too. Also, all the sport this weekend. I'm feeling like I need to kick back on the couch and watch other people do exercise. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.